We're going to the third chapter of Colossians this morning.
That's a good chapter.
We're going to start in verse 18, as we're reading about last week. But it begins to talk about the family here. And in this third chapter here, you know, it tells the roles of the wives and the roles of the husband and the roles of the children. But notice there in the third chapter where the Holy Spirit really emphasized growing up in love and forgiveness. You know, he told us forgive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, raise a family, there's going to be some forgiveness in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ray brought up something interesting this morning. Got some wheels kind of turning there. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, about growing old and diet, this and that and the other. But, you know, and I was talking about forgiveness here. You know, I read a newspaper article here a couple of weeks ago. I think they call these people centenarians, or what, people over 110 years old. Mm-hmm. And they were studying and how and why do they live so long. Mm-hmm. You know, what's to it. But the scientist's conclusion was it was all within their blood. Good blood.
Repeat the last thing you said?
Y'all enjoyed
it.
Would you repeat the last thing? I'm sorry.
It was all within their blood.
Oh.
They had good blood. Good blood. And you know, within communion here, we partake of what?
The blood.
Mm-hmm. The blood, you know, Jesus poured out his blood for what? Forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
So forgiveness is, you know, a key part in Christian life. And you know, we sit here raising a family and all, but we're going to read Colossians 3:18, start there. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as is the fit of the Lord. Husband, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. You know, that right there, that was fixed a lot of societies. I say a lot, probably 99% of society's problems right there, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons with the Lord. But forgiveness, you know, we talk about forgiving others and all there, but here in my lifetime, I've had, you know, opportunity to minister to two or three couples, you know, in my lifetime. And if you've ever been through a divorce or anything, don't, you know, that's under the blood. But I remember this man, he was on his second marriage there, and I'd heard him and his wife was divorcing. And, you know, I thought, you know, the Bible says you're the spiritual, you know. Go talk to her. So I kind of went over there, and she was all willing to, you know, forgive and forget, but he wasn't. And I never did get nosy and ask what it was all about, because it's something I just want to, you know. But you know, he just wouldn't forgive. He just wouldn't come off of it. And they divorced. And this man, he went on to his third wife. And then he went on to his fourth, which the woman he lived with. He didn't marry anymore. He just lived with a woman. But I thought, you know, all in, you know, forgiveness, you know. Another man I can think of, opportunity, had to talk to him, that him and his wife was having some problems, and you know, talked to him, and you know, it worked, he forgave, And it worked out for them. And, you know, I was well with them, the kids and this and that and other. But, you know, the Lord himself, he more or less said, hey, before you come talk to me, forgive folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, but that made me think what Ray was talking about this morning, longevity,
yep.
Being in the blood, and there's forgiveness in the blood,
mm-hmm.
Forgiveness of the Lord, and how important it is. But, you know, I'll go back to communion. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
That is a powerful thing. And, you know, right here at the holidays, you know, I've been talking about forgiving others, but if you watched the game yesterday, you know, think about that old kicker. You know, kind of one of the hardest things is forgiving yourself in life.
He was trying to win, but he failed.
I mean, you do your best, but still. But I prayed for that young man, that his team members built him up,
mm-hmm.
and not hold, you know, kind of anything against mm-hmm. him, and restore him. Because I've heard that's a lot of pressure on a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them kickers, you know, a lot of them have to go to pro. I've heard them get fired, you know, first game they do, you know, they get out there and they don't perform, and they just fire them the first game. But I've even heard of young men, so much pressure on them in college,
mm-hmm.
they commit suicide, quit school,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I pray for that young man that
yeah.
he'd be able to forgive himself. And, well, I mean, it wasn't his fault. It just,
right.
it just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we don't need to be so hard on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
do we?
That's kind of like bowling. You might not get that front pin. No matter how hard you try.
And as we go on in life and learn, you know, don't be so hard on others either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking there about fathers don't provoke your children, you know. You know, not every kid's designed to be a doctor. You know,
right.
He might want to be a garbage truck driver. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a learning process. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, how many? Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to Joyce Myers for over and over and over, Beauty for Ashes. She said a woman came to the pastor and said, please pray that this man will treat me right. She said it was her seventh husband, and she needed to realize that the one common denominator in all of those wrecked marriages was her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's something. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I remember back when I was in Gulf Shores, Teresa and I, I was starting my business, a cleaning business down there, and she worked at the hospital in Foley. And this lady had come in, her whole family was there, and she was dying. Okay? And she was only about 50. Okay? I can't remember what she was dying of. I tried to remember that, but she called me and wanted me to come over there and pray with her. Okay, so I came over there, and when I walked through the door, you could just feel unforgiveness. Okay, these people were choir singers, okay, the quartets and sang the gospel and everything. Walked in, the woman, I said, I feel as though I need to pray for you, but I also believe that you have unforgiveness for someone. And she did. She started crying. And she said, I cannot ever forgive these people for what they've done. Okay? Because she was on a circuit, you know, they went around singing and stuff, and something bad happened. Okay? And I told her, I said, you know what the word says? If you cannot forgive others for what they've done, God will not forgive you.
Okay. Okay.
That's what the Bible, I didn't say, don't get mad at me. Okay?
Just a messenger.
70%+ from what every doctor I've ever asked this question to has said, he would go out of business if people learned to forgive.
Wow.
He'd go out of business. 70% of all medical conditions are because of unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's amazing.
That's 100%.
And that's true. Yeah. And
anger.
It puts so much stress on the body because our bodies were not designed for that. No. Literally, they were not designed for stress or any of that. They were not. It was designed for love and peace and joy. That's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
And that woman, I prayed for her, and she died a week later. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I did a 2-year research on people that gave testimony that went to hell, and you ought to see the Christians in hell because they wouldn't forgive.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All over the world, too. No matter where you're at. It has no partiality right here. It says right here, for he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that is without partiality. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. It's kind of like a knife. A knife's a knife. It's going to cut you if you cut yourself, and it don't care if it cuts you.
Oh, I haven't shared this along them lines, too. I probably told you this before in there, but growing up, a little buddy of mine, at 29 years old, he and his mama had been in a fight for a year there, and he just never would forgive his mama. And he walked out in the front yard getting ready to go fishing with his brother there, 29 years old, and fell dead of a heart attack.
Yeah,
you know, that's, I'm not saying the unforgiveness caused that towards his mother, but
probably
it
was there.
It contributed to it. It's undue stress on the body.
Yeah.
And if you're already prone to leaning to having a heart condition anyway because of your relatives, then it puts undue stress on the body that you're not supposed to have anyway. You're not supposed to have that stress.
Yeah.
I had to forgive my mother, and it was a rough transfer. You know, I mean, man, it was. Even though I spoke it out, the feelings were still there. And I had to keep speaking it.
Yeah. That's the key. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking that you love them and you forgive them. And it works. It doesn't matter how you feel. It's what you speak.
When I was 24 years old, I nearly died from 4 bleeding ulcers in my stomach. I nearly bled out because of the stress of unforgiveness.
Yeah.
But don't forget that disease spreads through the body, through the blood.
That's true.
It is. That's how disease spreads through the body, is through the blood. And through the blood of Christ, all of that is healed.
Cleansed.
One blood carries disease, the other carries
a cure.
A cure. The redemption from the curse of the law. So you choose which blood. You choose.
All that is so good. David, you just got these people.
Yeah.
You can't get them to close their mouth, David, when you get up.
It's good.
That was interesting what you brought up, David. That was just really good. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm going to pray you come on up.
Okay. I'm on ready.
Father, we thank you for the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is our example of forgiveness. You is always forgiven, Lord. Appreciate that, and thank you for showing us the way. And, and even there while he was on the cross, man, you said to give your books. That's a winner right there. And let us learn from you and your example. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Feed you well? What did your mom teach you? Say thank you.
Thank you.
And the way we say thank you, we clap.
That's right.
That was a good meal there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so good what you were saying. You know,
good job.
All
saints.
Of y'all.
I just said, good job, saints.
All of y'all had something just really good to contribute. Praise God. So I'm not going to stop the flow. I'm going to keep flowing. In that vein. Praise God. Now this morning what I want to talk to you about is the Holy Spirit. You are not alone. Sometimes the enemy may try to think, you know, you're the only one that act this way. You're the only one that does this. And he tries to make you think that you are alone, but you're not alone. You got help. You got somebody. And I like how the different translations said, he's just standing by 24/7, just waiting for you to say help. Help. And I'm glad we got somebody 24/7. But sometimes we want to see somebody. We want to see our problem. We want to walk by sight and not by faith. In this kingdom, you got to walk by faith.
That's right.
And not so much by sight. We use our five senses a lot, and we want to use that in the kingdom. But in the kingdom, it's a different order. You must walk by faith. You know, you say, well, I want to see somebody. You know, I know the Holy Spirit is there. One translation said he's on standby. Just standing by, just waiting for you to say, help Holy Spirit. Just waiting for you to say that. And so, therefore, we're going to go to Romans 8 and 26. And we're going to talk about your life in the Spirit. Everybody know what their life is like in the flesh, because you get that from a child. You know, you just grow and you know what to do, you know, and you're trained through that. But your life in the Spirit, you have to be trained in that. So, you know, let me tell you, the spirit world is what made this physical world that you're living in. And sometimes the most powerful prayer that you can pray, or the thing that you can say, help Holy Spirit. Help me.
Amen.
Amen. He's there to help you. He don't stand by.
Amen.
To help you. But now I got to call. I got to get somebody I can see. I know he's on standby, but I can't see him. I want somebody I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But we must practice living in the Spirit. And I'm going to read what Romans 8 and 26 say about it. Say, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. And we all can say, hey, I've got some infirmities. Now, infirmities just that means sickness, like most people teach this verse. That it always means sickness or disease or something like that. No, it's your weakness. Your weakness could be in a disease, could be in sickness.
Could be attitude.
Alcoholic. Mm-hmm. You know, what did you say, my brother?
Just attitude.
Oh, my God, don't mention that one. I mean, whew. But he helpeth our infirmity. That's what he's here for, to help us. And I'm going to go and read this from Hebrews 4 and 14, because of my time, I'm going to have to... 4 and 14 said, since then we have a great high priest, and he passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. In case if you just didn't know who he was, he's making it real plain to you, who your high priest is. Let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not a high priest, the 15th verse, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our, what, infirmities. Now I'm reading from the King James. But was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. You got a high priest that can be touched with your infirmities. He knows what you're going through, Candace. He knows. Mm-hmm. He already knows. And he's a high priest at this. And what does high priest do? When you offer it up to him?
Intercede.
You got a high priest for that infirmity. That don't keep saying that just me. Mm-hmm. It's run through my family bloodline. Mm-hmm. My mama was like this. One girl told me my mama was like this. And I like, but you don't have to be like
that's
that.
That's exactly right.
You don't have to be like this.
Exactly.
You got a high priest.
Yeah.
to heaven. But then you got the Holy Spirit in you. Okay. And he's on standby. Okay. Ooh, I like that. I like that. She's drawing that heaven to earth. You got one interceding in heaven, and you got one interceding on earth for you.
Man, is that something?
I mean, you can't miss it. And then if you want to know about the third, that's the blood. He makes intercession for you. The blood that was poured out.
Speaking.
It's speaking. It's interceding for you.
It's speaking.
You cannot lose. Say, I have help. Claire, say, I have help.
I have help.
I have help.
Heavenly help.
I have help. You know, sometimes you feel like you don't have help. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling. Mm-hmm. But the word said the Holy Spirit is on standby, brother.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. Amen. He's on standby. Waiting for you to say, help, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I had an experience the other day. I know it was getting the end of the month, and I thought, I don't know how I read this, but I thought the paper said, you have, this is going to end. You got to get it before it end. It will end in December. Something is going to end, and you're not going to be able to cash in on it. And I went, oh, God, what did I put the papers? Oh, you know, and I wasn't asking for the Holy Spirit help right then. But then I got the steady, and I said, hey, Holy Spirit, help me. I don't know what in the world did I put that paper? Help me. And he said, just call the people. And the people said, no, that's 2020, not 19. Mm-hmm. It expires in 2020, not December 19th. I didn't even need to be looking for it.
That's good.
You know, the help of a whole, he's here to help us in our everyday life.
Amen.
Because see, you got a priest that walked this earth, and he knows what you're faced with. That's the kind of priest you have.
And he overcame it.
But he understand we need help.
But everything created.
We need help. We need help. Don't forget, hey, you got help. And access that help.
Amen.
Access it. Sometimes we just like, I just don't have no help. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Say it.
I mean, we can get into that state. Did you have something to say, Sister Deborah?
Everything created was created through word.
Everything.
Light was activated through word.
Yeah.
And it has never ceased to exist. The Holy Spirit and the faith is activated through word. You've got to ask him for his help. You can't stand around waiting for him to run to you. You have got to cry out. And what father hearing his child cry out, screaming in the yard, does not drop whatever they're doing and run to that child?
Help! Help Holy Spirit.
I love you, Deborah. I mean
that. Now he said he'll help us. He doesn't mean he's going to do it all. But he would help us. He would give us the supply. You know, last week I talked to y'all about the supply. You know, going to the gas station. You don't have to worry about how you're going to just.
You got it.
Your supply.
Amen.
He's got a supply. He's got a great supply. But we position ourselves for that supply. Yep. You know, when Jesus was on earth in the physical, let's just read it. Why not just go and read it? 8 and 17. Matthew 8 and 17.
That's good stuff.
Matthew 8 and 17. Matthew 8 and 17. It says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. He took our infirmity. So, the reason Jesus was reaching out, doing things, he said, I'm fulfilling prophecy.
Amen.
I'm fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. This is what it says I'll do. This is what Isaiah saw me doing. the eagle eye prophet. And this is what I'm doing, what he saw me doing. But let's get back to Romans 8 and 26. You know, Paul even said he had an infirmity. So, you know, the writer of most of our New Testament was dealing with an infirmity. But his grace was sufficient. He said, amen. I'm going to let the power of God deal with this.
Amen.
Let the power of God deal with it.
Amen.
But Romans 8 and 26. And I'm almost out of time. Romans 8 and 26. Said we have someone to help us with our infirmity. You say, well, Sister Mary, I don't have no weakness. That word infirmity there is also in the Greek weakness. I don't have no weakness. I'm the strongest, you know. He said he help us with, you shouldn't be struggling with that same thing you struggled with last year because you got help.
Amen.
If you continue to struggle with it, you didn't get the help that was available to you. It was this preacher, he just kept getting in sexual sin. Mm-hmm. But he would not allow the Holy Spirit to help him. Mm-hmm. He thought he could cancel that devil out, he could do this. You need help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For him to help you. He wants to help you. But he never got help, so it just got out and it just got real ugly. Mm-hmm. But help was there for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And help is there for us. Mm-hmm. For whatever. Mm-hmm. The woman, I'm not going to get a chance to read that. But in Luke, I'm running out of time. But in the book of Luke 13, what Jesus told the woman, you be loose from your infirmities. I loose you today.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You be loose. God don't want us with these infirmities.
No,
and we, you know, people say, you know, we only man. They even sing a song that say, you know, we only man, you know. That's the reason I got these things, because I'm a man. We're only man, you know. And we're supposed to have these weaknesses and stuff.
No.
But the Holy Spirit is here to help you with them.
Right.
Help Holy Spirit.
Right.
Even the little minute things, he'll help you. Like I told you, he helped me understand, Sister Mary, it's not this year, it's next year. Mm-hmm. Through just telling me, just make a phone call. Stop looking for what you're looking for. And just make a phone call.
Amen.
And I got help through that way.
Yeah.
But I looked first, and that's the old spirit when I got tired of looking. I said, okay, now Holy Spirit, help me. I know you on standby.
Uh-huh.
See, we shouldn't do that. Our first thing should be help Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
But now I had to go look, waste all my time. Now I thought about it, I said, boy, this is coming into my important time. I need this time. And it's coming into my important time. And I said, help Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm going to stand by just waiting. But you said, oh, stand by. Waiting for you to say, help Holy Spirit.
May I read some from 119 and it's on point Psalms?
Okay, if you blow your trumpet, you can read it because I'm on